We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, which is on page Kuf Mem Gimel, right before we turn to page 286. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. So the bracha of Rifa'enu, the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is Rifa'enu. It starts off, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Even though a pasuk that is written b'loshen yochid, we don't change it to loshen rabim. Hani mili bizman shemiskavin likros. That's only if you have kavanah to read the pasuk. Aval kisha omer also derech tefila ubakasha mutter. But if you're saying it in the form of tefila and bakasha, then it is mutter to change it from singular to plural. And here, this tefila of Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei is a plural lashon of a pasuk that's really written b'lashon yachid. Continues the Ramah on 286. Umikol makom im omer mizmor shalom aser l'shanos miloshon yachid l'rabim olahepech. In any case, as the Ramah, if a person is not saying a pasuk but he's saying a complete mizmor, then it's aser to change it from yachid to rabim or the opposite. An entire mizmor can't be changed. Says the Mishnah Berurah on Sukkot and Aleph, Rifa'enu Hashem. Velo yomar Rifa'enu Hashem Elokeinu v'nei Rafei. You should not say like the other brachos, but we say Hashem Elokeinu. Ki lishna dekra hu kach Rifa'eni Hashem v'nei Rafei. Because lashon the pasuk only says Hashem, and even though we're adjusting the pasuk from singular to plural, but as much as we can keep the same, we keep the same, and therefore we say Hashem and not Hashem Elokeinu. Tzoruch lomar cholei b'tzerei halamid. You have to say Chole, by the end of bracha, Rofe, Chole, Amo, Yisrael, Chole with a Tzeire under the Lamed. Yesh Omrim Shelo Yomar Re'ei Nova Anyenu. Now it's going back to the bracha before. There are those who say that you should not say Re'ei Nova Anyenu, Rak Re'ei Va Anyenu. Avala Mogen Avram Ve'al Yerabu U'shari Gedolim Kosvu She'en Lozes Meraminuk She'omrim Re'ei Nova Anyenu. These Achronim say that one should not budge from the Minuk to say Re'ei Nova Anyenu, but of course our Minuk is just to say Re'ei Va Anyenu. Sifkaton beis ein mechanin. We said in the Machabe that a pasuk that's written b'loshen yochid, in general, we do not switch it to loshen rabim. V'hu adin shar shinui, and so too we don't make any other adjustments to the pasuk. Kegon min hamedaber ba'ado, like a pasuk that would be a supplication for oneself. L'medaber b'nocheach, to switch it to make it for someone else. So it's changing the format of the pasuk in a different way. From a tefillah, so to speak, a pasuk that's in the form of a bakasha for yourself, towards someone else, we don't switch in such a way either. To top of page 286 in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Gimel. Derech tefillah. But we said if you are changing it from yachid to rabim, like we're doing over here, derech tefillah, then it's mutter. V'yachol lehispalel al cholim b'rifa'enu. One could daven for sick people in the bracha of rifa'enu. V'yomar rifa na ploni ben ploni refuah shalema besor sha'ar cholei Yisrael. That's what a person should say. Please heal such and such a person, the son of such and such a person, a refuah shalema amongst the rest of the cholim of Klal Yisrael. V'hani mili shelo b'fonav, that which we mention the name of the chola, that's only if you are not in front of the chola. Aval b'fonav ein tzarech lahazkir shmo, but if you're in front of the chola, then you don't have to mention his name. There are many notes here that I'd like to read. I first want to finish the siman, one more Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go to the notes. The Ramah added on, after the Mechaber said that we don't change a pasuk from yachid to rabim unless it is a tefillah, the Ramah then said, Nikomokom omer mizmor shalom, if it's a whole mizmor, it's also to change from yachid to rabim or rabim to yachid. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a lomer, afilu imar moro derech tefillah. The Ramah's adding on to the Mechaber, that even though the Mechaber said you can change it from yachid to rabim, that's only by one pasuk. But if it's an entire mizmor, even if it's derech tefillah, it's not allowed to be changed. Ukesha'eno omro derech tefillah, and if you're not saying it derech tefillah, so gam lahago osra afilu pasuk echad. Then the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber that you can't even change one pasuk. Now let's begin the notes. We're going to try to go through a lot of them, but we also have to do the first sif of the next siman as well. So let's start with note number one, talking about davening for cholim. So note number one says a few very, very important points. Number one is, umikomokom lispalol ba'ofen kavua al cholim bebrachazu. Some people are very righteous, and they daven consistently for cholim. So here he's warning us that a person should not at every tefillah be davening for cholim. L'ispalel ba'ofen kavua al cholim b'brachazu kosav ha'aderes shelo yina kein b'kvias. One should not be koveya in every tefillah that he's davening for cholim. Shal yidei kein nirish shehi ba'kosha kavua mitakonas chazal. It makes it seem like you're changing the tefillah of chazal, the matbeah of the tefillah. That's an Eretz application for some times, but not for every single tefillah. And there should be some differentiation between the required Shemone Esrei and your additions. And that's shown by not doing it every time. That you should take a break and not always be davening for cholim. And then you should adjust it accordingly. That's point number one. Point number two. The cholash ha'rofim hisyashu milarapi oso b'derech ha'teva. The doctors say that al pi derech ha'teva, the person's not going to make it. So Shlomo Zalman Arbel says, if that's the case, the doctors are saying al pi teva, the person is not going to survive this illness. So Shlomo Zalman says, shelo laharbos b'tfilas rabim b'pirsim. You shouldn't get together and be making public gatherings to daven for that chole, shem lo ye'onu b'tfilasim. Because if the tfilos are not answered, and in fact nature takes its course, Hashem allows it to, and the person is nifter, yesh lachos l'rifyon chasashon b'emuna. We're worried people are going to daven for a chol that's very likely not going to make it. Then it might cause a lacking in emuna, and people say, "Oh, the tefillos weren't listened to." And therefore, if it's pretty clear abiteva that he's not going to make it, you could still daven for him, but it should not be in a public forum. Uleinyan chol mesukan. Another very important shaila: a person who is deathly ill, shesova yisurin, he's having much troubles, much pain. Umitzar harbe ha'im muter lehispal shakadosh baruch hu yatil es yitol es neshmaso. Can you daven that a person should be nifter? He's going through tremendous yisurim, and can you daven that he shouldn't make it? So the Shevet Alevi says sha'af sha'aram benedarim kosev shemuter lehispal tefila kazu. Even though there's a ran in nedarim which says that you could daven such a tefila, ach kol ha'poskim lo heviu ledina. The poskim don't bring this ran ledina mipnei she'enze moser biyad kol adam ladas im ha'chola b'matzav she'efse kol tikva v'she'yisurav gedolim kol kach she'tzer lehispal ha'moso. People don't know, even though it seems that he's in such pain and he's for sure going to die, but people don't know, and therefore we're not able to make such a tefillah. Ach, mikom makom. However, kasher yireh lefi ra'os einov she'en kol tikva, if you see, according to your viewpoint, that there's no hope for this person, yitochin shemuter lahafsik l'espal l'refuaso. What you could do is you could stop davening for his refuah, but you should not daven that the person should not make it. I'd like to move on. There's a lot to do, if you don't mind. If we could hold the questions till the end, it will help a lot. If we could hold the questions till the end, because there's a lot of notes and a lot of Mishabura coming up. Let's continue weiter in note number two. We'll take the questions just at the end. Note number two. So the first part, he just discusses that davening for a chola, that's considered a mitzvah, hatal recha kamocha. But the very interesting part of note two is the second paragraph. He says that gam b'shabbos she'em espalim ala chola, even on Shabbos when we don't daven for cholim, kosav eish lavram sheyochol lehispalil behirhur al kol ma sheyirtze. Even though we don't make bakashas on Shabbos, that's bepeh, that's with our mouths. But says the eish lavram, one can think through his bakashas on Shabbos. V'chein hora ha'gonu shom zaman arbach shemuter lishol ulvakish behirhur. So that's very interesting that behirhur, one can make requests on Shabbos. Note number three, many different points that we'll go through very quickly. Ukeshemispal al chole. So the Shalom Shuvah's Zakan Aaron and the Das Torah write, Shatzarach lomar dafka eshem ha'em, that you should daven like we do with the mother's name. And that's based on the Zohar in a couple of places, but it's not so pashut. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you could mention the mother's name or the father's name, and it's mashu from the Medrash Talpios that you should mention the father's name. Next paragraph, al yelad mu'umot, a child that was adopted, the stipler says that you should mention the adopted mother's name. It's not clear if that means you don't know who the biological mother is, or even if you do, but he says that if it's an adopted child, so you daven with the name of the mother that adopted him. Let's say you don't know the chola's mother's name, so the Chazon Ish says that then you could say the name of the father, or any other way that you could, it's clear that the kavan is for that chola. On the third to last line on the bottom of the page, if you only know the person's nickname, they call him Joe, but you don't know his Hebrew name. So Diane Fisher says she asks Yeru b'kinuyo v'afilu b'svas laz. Then you daven for Joe. You daven whatever name you know. V'ima al yiladeha. If a woman is davening for her child who is sick, Ruchaim Kinevsky says that she shouldn't say the name of the child. She just say b'ni ploni obiti ploni. She doesn't have to mention the name. V'alkoton sheterem karlo shem, a little baby that doesn't have a name yet, who you're davening for. So Chaim Kinevsky says she shlomo ben plonis. Just say ben and just say the mother's name. If a person's davening for his father, Rekiv Eger says that you should not say Rufa es avi mori. Rather, you should say the father's name. And there's a raya from Shlomo HaMelech. He said David Avi. So you daven, you mention your father's name when you are davening for one's father. Okay, shemispal al Talmud Chacham shecholah. When one's davening for a Talmud Chacham muasik, Chaim Kanievsky says that you should say Reb Ploni. Put the Reb in front of the name of the cholah. In note number 40, brings down that we see later on in the Mishnah Berurah the makor for not saying the person's name when you're in front of the cholah, and that makor is from when Moshe was davening for Miriam, kelna refa no lo v'lo hiskir eshei Miriam. He didn't mention her name because he was in front of her. Ubir ha'aruch ha'shulchan shemashet tzar lahaskir eshmo. The reason why in general you mention the name of the cholah is kedei shatfila tiyabura. It's so that the prayer should be clear. And therefore, if you're in the hospital room and you're saying something to him for the chola, so then it's not necessary. It's clear who you're davening for. That by mentioning the name of the chola, you're also inspiring a little bit of midas hadin on the person, because you're mentioning his name, so they decide, oh, is this person worthy of a full shleima? They're going to look into it. It's going to be justice. Even though it's certainly a positive thing that you have going because of the tefillah, but there's also a negative side of din. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, when you're in front of the chola, ain't tzarich lahazkir shmo. You don't have to mention the name. That's better for the chola not to mention the name if you're in front of them, because that just brings up the midas hadin. On the other end, the Pri Chodesh writes, Shagam b'fonav imrotze yochol lahazkir shmo. If you want to, you could mention the name, and so too is the opinion of Revel Yashiv. Let's go weiter. We're going to start now Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, and there's some very important lamais halachas that come out of this, and we'll take questions at the end. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Birchas Hashonim. This is the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, the one right after Rifeinu. Tzarech Lomar Ba B'yemos HaGeshomim V'Sein Talumotar. As we know, we say in the winter, in the rainy season, we say V'Sein Talumotar. Umaschilin lishol motor bechutzol la'aretz b'tfilas arvish shel yom shishim achar tkufas tishrei. And we start saying it in chutzol la'aretz, in the tfila of Mariv of the 60th day from the tkufa of Tishrei, otherwise known as December 4th, December 5th. The yom ha'tkufa hu b'chal ha'shishim. And the day of the tkufa, the day of the new season starting, that starts as day number 1, it's part of the 60. That's in chutzol la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they start much earlier on the eve of the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. And we continue saying it up until the mincha of Erev Pesach. Right? Because on Pesach already, we're not saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So we stop at Mincha, the Tefillah, right before Pesach starts. U'misham ve'eloch poskim milishol. And from there on, we stop saying it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph, Birchas Hashonim Hanusach. The proper Nusach is V'sabenu mituvecha. That we should be satisfied from your goodness, referring to Hashem's goodness. U'besidur ha'ari kosov mituva. The Sidur Ari has the girsa of Sabenu Mituva, which means from the goodness of the land. Sifkaton Beis, Bitfilas Arvis, we start in Mariv, Ayin, the Bir Alacha. Sifkaton Gimel Sheyom Shishim, of the 60th day after the beginning of Tufas Tishrei, Kolomar, Bitfilas Arvis Shemaschil Yom Shishim. On the night of the 60th day, that's when we start. V'oz Yachris Hashamish La'achar HaKadish Kodem Atfila Talumatar. And the Chazan should announce, after Kaddish, before Mariv, even though it's Shachris, we never do this, but we said in Mariv, you can do this, even if it's not as serious, that not being Masib in the Gula Latfila, and therefore the Shamish should announce, after Kaddish, the Saint Talumatar, the Chdei Sheyedu Lomar, the Saint Talumatar, so everyone should know that it's time in this Mariv Tfila to start saying the Saint Talumatar. The im lo hichris, if no one made the announcement and no one gave a clap, af al pikein yomru, still everyone should say it as long as they remember, so everyone should say it. So we say you started on the Mariv of day 60 after Tkufas Tishrei, Sifkot and Dalad, kilomar, it means to say, yom shenoflo bo ha-tkufa mechashvim miklal hashishim. The day of the Tkufa counts as day number 1 of the 60 days. Afilu im ha-tkufa nofelas b'chatzi yomu achakach. Even if that moment happens halfway through the day or even later, as long as the season of Tishrei starts that day, that already counts as day 1. Rak shiheik tzas kodem alayla. As long as it's a little bit before nightfall, that already counts as day 1. Ula olam shnei yomim bein ha-tkufa la-she'ila. There'll always be 2 days of the week difference between the Yom HaTkufa and the day you start saying the same Talmud Mata. For example, Dim HaTkufa B'Yom Aleph, if the Yom HaTkufa is on Sunday, HaSheela B'Tfilas Arvis HaShayachal Yom Dalad, then we'll mention it on Wednesday, Marv of Wednesday. There's always 2 days in between. The Tkufa Sunday, there'll be Monday, Tuesday in between, it'll be Wednesday. Do the Cheshbon of 60 days, counting the first day as the Yom HaTkufa, the 60th day that you're saying the Haskara, and it works out that there's 2 days in between. If the first one's on Sunday, the next one's on Wednesday, you have Monday and Tuesday in between, and you'll start at Mariv on Tuesday night, which is Wednesday. Here's the Iker Mishnah Berurah for this Sif that we'll spend time on, and that is Sif Katan Hey. We said in Eretz Yisrael, you start saying it on the night of Zayin B'mar Cheshvan, says the Mishavur, the first wide line on 286, because in Eretz Yisrael we need the rain. In note number 4, in the back of the Sefer, he points out that we need the rain even after Sukkot, but since people go to do Aliyah L'Regel, so we want to give people a chance to get home from the Regel, so we push it off until Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. So why does Eretz Yisrael need rain? L'fisha gavoa humi kol ha'aratzos, because Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the lands. And therefore, it needs rain. Masha'en came bagola, which is not the case in the Gola, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is lower down. Therefore, they have the rain that goes down towards them, and it lasts longer over there. Va'anu b'chol chutza la'aretz basar b'nei gola d'bavel azlinan. And we, wherever we are in chutz la'aretz, we go after the b'nei gola of Bavel. So Bavel is lower than Eretz Yisrael. Bavel gets the rain. So therefore, even if you're in a place in Golus, which is not as plentiful in the rain, you follow the minhag of Bavel, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, which has more rain. It's lower down. And therefore, you start later. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz olahepach. Here we go. A person who is from Eretz Yisrael, and he finds himself in chutz la'aretz, or ben chutz la'aretz who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, what do they do? Do they go bas to the custom of where they come from, or they go bas to the custom of where they are? So obviously it's a big machlokas. Im daito b'soch shana lachzor. If the person has in mind that within the year he's returning back home, shoel kimakomo, then he says v'sein talo matar when his place that he's from says it. Because he plans on going back to his original place within the year. V'im daito achar shana. But if he has in his mind to go back after a year, shoel kimakom shehu sham, then he asks like the place where he's found, afal pi sheyesh lo isha ubanam bebeso. Even though he has a wife and children waiting for him in his original place, but he's going back over a year, he starts doing the Haskara in the place that he finds himself now. Kein kosav apri chadosh. This is the opinion of the pri chadosh. Ve'eviu apri megadim. The pri megadim brings it down. So that's shita number one. The pri chadosh brought by the pri megadim, that if you're going to return to your place in the year, you go by your place. If you're not going to return to your place in the year, you go by the place in which you find yourself. U'besefer birke Yosef hiskim b'shem kama gedolim. And the Birkei Yosef comes out, brings B'Shem Kama Gedolim, L'das Maharaz Guta U'Maharim Molcho, the Kol Echad Yishal Kivnei Ha'ir Hanimtza Ba. That everyone asks according to the location they're in now. You go by wherever you are right now, U'Delo Ka Prichadosh Ayin Sham. Not like the Prichadosh. V'Lecha'ora Medivri HaBer Heitev Mashma Deheimari Davka Be'in Daito Lachzor. It's Mashif and the Ber Heitev that they're discussing a case, Dafka, where he doesn't have a mind to go back. So they say it's not such a big discrepancy, it's only we don't have a mind to go back. Right? Not necessarily within the year, not within the year, it's not exactly the same as the first Shita, but it's similar to the first Shita in that it's totally on when you go back or not. However, if it's Tzarech L'ayim B'tshuvas Dvar Shmuel U'B'Sefer Yad Aaron Kisham Mikorom, you have to look at the sources, which is in Sefer Dvar Shmuel and Sefer Yad Aaron, and they seem to come out, as we'll see in the notes later, that, like the Birkei Yosef, that in fact they say you go Basa wherever you find yourself, even if your Das is to go back. I think we should finish the Mishnah Berurahs before we turn to the back of the Sefer to see the notes and try to get out of it, L'maisa, what we can get out of it. Sifkotan Vav. We said in Eretz Yisrael, you start Milel Zayin. U'b'di'evidim lo shal machzirin oso. But the evid of a person did not say v'sein talamata livracha, he has to go back. Even at night, when he's first starting to say it, on Leil Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Ve'eino domo la'arve shel Rosh Chodesh. It's not like Mariv on Rosh Chodesh, and if you forget Yalav Eva, you don't go back. D'sham hatam mishum de'im mekashin ha'chodesh b'layla. That's a separate din in Rosh Chodesh, since Be'ezim was not mekashin ha'chodesh at night. So if you don't say Yalav Yavo in Marv at night, so it's Kiyul, it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, and therefore you don't have to go back. That has nothing to do with the same Talmud Mata Elav Racha. If you don't say that at night, then Yavad, you have to go back, even the first night. Kein Kosev B'Sefer Rikei Yosef. However, U'B'Sefer Zachor La'Avrom Etzadei Shalol Lachzor B'Di'Evid. The Sefer Zechol Avram takes a strong tzad to say that b'diavad you would not go back. Ukedas halachos ketanos chelak alef siman ayin gimel ukomo ba'askara ayin sham. And that's based avam medivrei kama achronim shereisi lo mashmakein. Most achronim are not mashmak that way. The shita that says that you would not go back the first ma'ariv, that's because he holds. They bring down from the Halachos Ketanos that the announcement would not be at night because people are not there. The announcement during the day, and therefore, but whatever they hold, it would be okay at night not to go back for a totally different reason of Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh night. And then we said at the end that we are Shoel all the way until Erev Pesach and Mincha. Says the Mishnah, if Katan Zayin Kolomar V'Ad B'Chlal, including that Mincha, V'Ein Chiluk B'Psika B'in Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz. There is no chiluk where you live in terms of stopping to say the Saint Talamata Livracha. Everyone stops on Erev Pesach and Mincha. That's the last time. There's only a discrepancy in when you start. So now we're going to turn to the back of the Sefer because we're done with the Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to look at a couple of very important notes. We're going to start on page 33. Note number 6. This is going on the Shita that said, the second Shita that said that you go bus to the place that you find yourself in at that moment. V'kosa b'luach Eretz Yisrael, sheminag b'nei Svarad hoya kideya zu shel Birkei Yosef. That B'nai Svarad had the minhag to follow the Birkei Yosef, that they go buster the place that they are right now, in whether they say the same bracha, the same talamot of the bracha, between Zayin Mar Cheshvan and the 60th day of Tkufas Tishrei. V'yesh omrim shekein hora gam achazanish. Some say that was the psak of the chazanish as well, that you go buster wherever you are. Skip the next paragraph. Omnam, however, im kvar hischil lishol be'eretz Yisrael b'zayin b'cheshvan. A person went to Eretz Yisrael, let's say he's learning in Yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, and he finds himself in Eretz Yisrael when they're starting to say the Seyit HaLamot HaLevracha and Zayin Mar Cheshvan. And afterwards, he had to come back for a chasana, v'nosa l'chutz l'aretz lifnei yom samach l'tkufa. Sometime in November, he flies back to America, but he started saying the Seyit HaLamot there. He comes back to America, they're not saying it here. So, kosav Birkei Yosef, the same opinion who says that you go bust to the place that you're in, Sha'af l'daito, even according to his opinion that normally we say you go bust wherever you are, Shaholchim acharei hamokom shenimtza sham, even though he normally holds that, Mikomokom b'ofen zeh, in this case you started Mar Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael saying it, now you come in November to America, Lo yafsik milishol, don't stop saying the Saint Alamater. Sheim lo kein, because if not so, if you're going to stop, Yehadover kechucha v'atlula, it's going to be a joke. You're switching off every day. You say something different. You come, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're saying it. You come to America, you're not saying it. Go back to Eretz Yisrael, you're saying it. It's going to be a joke. And therefore, for that reason, he says that once you started in Eretz Yisrael, you were there, you come to Chutz La'aretz, you continue saying it. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains what he means. Shadin kach gam im daito lasor achar yom samach l'tkufa. Even if he has in mind to go back to Eretz Yisrael after the 60th day of the tkufa, etc. Look at the next paragraph. Ulam, however, ben chutz la'aretz shahaya b'eretz Yisrael, ben chutz la'aretz who flies off in Eretz Yisrael, v'heichel lishol b'zayin cheshvan, and he started saying it like the Birkei Yosef on Zayin Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, v'chazer l'chutz la'aretz lifnei yom samach l'tkufa. In our case, he comes back in November back to America, the minchas yitzchak writes sheyafsik milishol, he should stop saying it. Ukeminag makomo, he should go bust the place that he is. The chen kasa b'shalshiv is diver yatsiv. Shub ofen zeh gamalas brika Yosef yanik keminag chutz la'aretz. He says that no, if you go back to America, you would stop saying it. So that's not clear. That seems to be a machlokas. But that's all going lefi the opinion that you go bust to the place where you find yourself now, the sheet of the brika Yosef. But now we're going to look at note number 9. Note number 9 says, V'kevan shen din zeh shani v'machlokas. Really, that's not even so posh. That's only one opinion that you go bust to the place where you are. Really, it's a machlokas. Some say it depends. If you're going to go back within the year, you go back to your original place. If you're going to stay more than a year, you go by the place where you're found. The other sheet that holds, you always go by the place that you're found. So says note number 9, Kevan shen din zeh shani v'machlokas. Sahoru, the stipler, Rishlomo Zalman, Revel Yoshev, Kidla Halon. They all pass in like the following. And we'll read some parts of this note, and that's how we'll end this year. Ben Eretz Yisrael shebol l'chutz la'aretz lifnei Zayin Cheshvan. An Israeli comes to Chutz La'aretz before Zayin Cheshvan. And now it becomes Zayin Cheshvan, he finds himself in America. Yishol me Zayin b'cheshvan b'bircha shomei atfila. Here's the key etzah to avoid the suffix. Because we know b'di'evit, if you forgot the same talamot l'vracha in the right place, B'dievet, you could just insert it later on in Shema Kaleinu. And we know Shema Kaleinu is open for other insertions that you want to put in. And therefore, the main etzah that would come out over here to avoid this whole machlokas is if there's an Israeli who finds himself in America, comes Zayin Bar Cheshvan, according to some opinions, he should start saying it like his original place. According to some opinions, he shouldn't say it. So the etzah that the poskim say is he should say it, but he should say it in Shema Kaleinu. That's not really saying it, but yet it is saying it. So that's the etzah, that's the achra. The afim daito lachzor le'Eretz Yisrael kolam yom samach l'tkufa. Even if he plans on going back to Eretz Yisrael before December 4th or 5th, kevan shebizman achiyav nimtza b'chutz l'aretz shesham adayin ein sho'olam b'birchas hashanim. Since the time when the time came in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the time in America, and he finds himself there. That's the etzah. The host of Agon Hashem Zalman Orbach, he has an interesting addition that what he should say in Shema Kaleinu is the same tal umotar be'eretz hakodesh ubemakomos hatzrichim l'kach. He shouldn't just say the same tal umotar. He should say, Hashem, you should give tal umotar in Eretz Yisrael and the places that need it. You should add that in. Skip the next paragraph. The imkvar hischil lishol be'eretz Yisrael. If he already started asking in Eretz Yisrael, so we explained above in note number 6, shelo yafsik. We explained that according to the Birki Yosef, he should not stop. Elishim rotze lotzeis yidei kol adeos yishol b'shma shumaya tefillah. Again, the same Eitzah. If you want to satisfy everyone, so you'll adjust it when you're in Chutz La'aretz, back away from Baruch Aleinu into Shomei HaTfila. And that is the Psak of the Shevet HaLevi. Ulam, im daito lihishar b'chutz La'aretz kamashonim. If his plan is that he started in Eretz Yisrael, now he comes to Chutz La'aretz, his plan is staying there for many years. Shlomo Zalman says, sheyishal kivnei Chutz La'aretz. Then he should go like the minhag in Chutz La'aretz. Gam im b'nei beisel b'Eretz Yisrael, even if he left his family back in Eretz Yisrael. And this minog, he should start even the first year that he's there. Fine. Continues the note. Uben chutz la'aretz hanimsa be'eretz Yisrael. You have a ben chutz la'aretz who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, she'im daito lachzor kodem yom samach l'tkufa. If he plans on going back to America before December 5th, Yishal b'shomei atfila. Then when he's in Eretz Yisrael, again, the same Eitzah, both ways. He should start saying it with the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, but he should start saying it only in Shomei atfila. V'im daito li'ishar sham gam la'achar mikain. But if he plans on staying in Eretz Yisrael even beyond December 4th or 5th, Yishal b'birchas hashanim. Then he should start saying it the regular way. And here's an interesting point. U'mashakosav ha'mishnevura she'toliyim chozer la'achashana. Says Shlomo Zalman, that which the Mishnevura said, that it's totally if you're going to go back within the year or not. Eina kavana l'shana dafka. Slav dafka doesn't mean a year from when it starts. Ela l'achar samach yom l'tkufa. Slav dafka just means if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you plan on going back before December 4th or December 5th, that's what he means when he says shana, the time that you would start saying in a chutz la'aretz. V'hosef, and he adds on, she'im shochach lishol gesham, if a person forgot to say the same talamata of livracha, same daito lasser the chutz la'aretz kodem yom samach l'tkufa lo yasser l'espal. If he plans on going back to chutz la'aretz before December 4th, so he should not go back in daven. Safik l'hokel then daito lasser l'acher mikain. But if his das is to go back afterwards, so then yasser v'espal. Then it's more clear that he should start saying it, and therefore he would go back. We'll start on Rav Moshe Feinstein shita, but I don't know if we'll finish it. V'das ha'igris Moshe sheben eretz Yisrael nimtza b'chutz la'aretz. An Israeli that finds out the chutz la'aretz, im nimtza b'mekomos hatzrichim geshem k'eretz Yisrael. He has a slight twist on it. He says if he finds himself in a place in the chutz la'aretz that needs rain, like Eretz Yisrael, k'mo artzot habrit, like America, v'ishto ubonav nimtza b'eretz Yisrael. His family is in Eretz Yisrael, but he finds himself in America. Yishal k'bnei Eretz Yisrael. Since the place where he is also needs rain, like Eretz Yisrael, he should follow the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Gam im nimtza sham kama shanim, even if he's going to be there for many years. Then ein ishto ubonav b'eretz Yisrael. If his wife and family is not in Eretz Yisrael, so then it depends. Invite laser, but also shana, if he plans on going back during the year, yishal k'bnei Eretz Yisrael. Then he's connected back to Eretz Yisrael, follow their minog, v'imdaitu l'asr l'achar mikein yishal kamei chutz la'aretz. That's all if he's found in a place that needs rain like Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza b'komo she'enot shichim geshem b'tkufa zu, so yesh linko k'das ha'prichadosh, shevi ha'meshibur, then yishal like the prichadosh, she'imdaitu l'asr b'osr shana yishal kamei Eretz Yisrael. If he plans on going back that year, he should go like the minog of Eretz Yisrael. V'imdaitu l'asr l'achar mikein yishal kamei chutz la'aretz, v'gam b'mishto b'odom nintzoyim b'Eretz Yisrael. We'll stop here and we'll continue on Sunday.